item 10 from Supervisors Tascunis and Lipscomb Sr. requesting that a special election be ordered on November 4, 2014 to fill the vacancy in the office of the Treasurer created by the resignation of Daniel J. Diliberti.
Supervisor Tascunis.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I submitted this resolution, obviously, on the heels of Mr. Diliberti's announced retirement, and this is a resolution that would authorize holding a special election concurrent with the regular fall election, so an August primary and then a November general election. The board has a couple of options. I think we've all got Mr. Barber's memo, and I thank him for that memo. You have the opportunity to appoint someone. We have the opportunity not to appoint someone and just let the office go the way it's going. And then the third option is to order the special election. My view is that we ought to let people decide. This is an elected position. The state constitution requires elections every 4 years for treasurer. So, again, my view is that we ought to put it on the ballot. If anybody's interested, they ought to run. And I know that Mr. Diliberti has
a different opinion, and he and I have exchanged cordial, communications. We just have a difference of opinion. I know that his deputy, Rex Queen, is in the department. He thinks that Mr. Queen should assume the job, and I think if he's interested, he should run, just like anybody can run for the position. So that's the essence of the resolution. And, again, it really just gets down to it's an elected position. I don't think we ought to be in the position of putting, again, I know there's been rumors we were going to appoint one of our members to the job, but I don't think we ought to do that either. Let's put it on the ballot and let the people decide. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. You move adoption?
I do.
Supervisor Tascunis moves adoption of item 10. Supervisor Broderick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I found Treasurer Diliberti's arguments compelling. I think the arguments he makes and that are essentially supported, to my surprise, by the Journal Sentinel. I don't often agree with their editorial policy, but in this case, I agree with their editorial. I think this is the way we find the best qualified individual for a highly skilled position that requires specialized education. And I don't think that that is necessarily fulfilled in an election process. It's interesting to me, and I have used the example, should the election have gone otherwise, we might find ourselves in a position of having an unskilled comptroller. I was aghast at that possibility, and the state's imposition of an election on that office, I think, was foolhardy and political in its intent. That said, I'm going to vote against this in hopes that Mr. Queen will, in fact, fulfill that term. I don't believe he has the ambition beyond that to seek further service, is at least what I've heard. But the 2.5 years remaining, I think, are critical, and I think he would do a very fine job of fulfilling that need as he has for the past many, many years. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions on the resolution? Seeing none, the motion is for adoption by Supervisor Tascunis on item 10.
Supervisors Borkowski.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Weishan.
Aye.
Broderick.
No.
Rainey.
Aye.
Tascunis.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 1 no. The motion to recommend adoption prevails.
Very good. Thank you. All right, we'll return to item 1.